Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
I'm with Craig Adams. And also with us, Ed Skimmin, who joins us this morning from Emerge Incorporated.
Good morning.
And good morning. And LorainCounty.com is sort of the site that you've started, that people have embraced. How long has that been up and running? You were there when the internet was like in the Stone Ages or something, right?
We started the company in 1996, as many years ago as that is. We registered the domain name LorainCounty.com in 1995, so almost 20 years that we've had that domain. We started the site in 1997. And then really did the big redesign in 2002 is when we turned it into the site more like it is today.
So many of those years ago, you had a vision of what the internet and the interaction, that's many years before what all the social media that's out there as well. What do you see as it's going along? Are you still trying to keep ahead of the curve, or have you become one of those older folks who are, you know, in a different mindset?
So that's a great question. So every summer we bring in 4 or 5 interns into our office, partly just to make sure that those of us that are getting older, you know, keep fresh with, you know, kind of what's new, pay attention to what's new. You know, I think because we started so young, we learned that kind of what kids do for fun later finds a business application. And so if you can kind of be ahead of the curve and realize that, you can find kind of, you know, insight into where it's going.
You know, back in the day, when you went to businesses or agencies or whatever, and you tried to say, this is what we want to do and this is why you want to do it, did you ever get one of those deer-in-the-headlight looks from people who said, what's this?
So when we started, there were two kinds of clients we had. The kinds of clients where maybe a board or an employee said, we have to have a website. And usually the business owner or manager didn't quite understand why, but kind of felt like they needed it because the board was asking for it. You know, and then there were the others. You know, there were plenty of people who just completely didn't understand that this was going anywhere. When we started, I worked at the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce before we started the company. And I had announced I was leaving to start the company. And at least 2 or 3 prominent business people told me that the internet, you know, was a tool, it was a function, it wasn't a business, that there was no way you were going to create an entire business out of the internet. We just were young and naive enough to think that we could. And certainly the technology evolved to the point where there's plenty of businesses that are internet businesses.
Well, speaking of evolving, you keep evolving with different things, and that's one of the reasons why you're here today. You sent me an email a week or so ago saying you wanted to come on and talk about something called the LC Explorer.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've created this new website that lists out lots of activities in Lorain County. So we like to say you can use it to discover, track, and share real-world activities in Lorain County. So there's over 30,000 activities, fun things to do in Lorain County. You can view through those. When you find those that you like, you can save them to an Explorer list, which we like to say is like an Amazon.com wish list. So then you can use the mobile app or go back to the website and find those activities that you saved. So our use case is that it's Tuesday and you see something really interesting for Saturday, you know, and then it comes Saturday and you're like, what was that fun thing we talked about wanting to do on Saturday? And you forget about it because, you know, you're off and doing other things. We also think that, you know, like there's lots of productivity tools for our work life to make it easy to get lots of things accomplished in our work life. There's not as many to help us get things accomplished in our fun time. So we wanted to create a tool that would really help you get the most out of your fun time. So you can save it to an Explorer list. And then one of the other features is that then you can view the activities that are popular with your Facebook friends by logging in and viewing your friends' Explorer list page.
I'm just pausing to type things in here as well. Is this up and running right now? Is it something that's going to be unleashed in a little while?
Oh, no, it is up and running. LCExplorer.com website has been running since November of last year. What we recently launched was the iPhone app. So in addition to the website, which anyone can use, including Android users, at LCExplorer.com, the LC Explorer iPhone app enables you to, while you're on the go, pull up and look for activities, find fun things to do. It then uses your location on your phone. So if you say, you know, find me a place, you know, where I can find lasagna, it'll use your location and say, here's places with lasagna nearby. If you're in Lorain and you say, you know, what did I want to do in Lorain? It'll pull up from your Explorer list things that are near your location that you always wanted to do when you were in Lorain.
Now, any kind of a search of sorts or a Explorer as this would be is only as good as the number of things in there. Where does all that come from, and how do you keep all that moving? And maybe that's the big kind of secret sauce about it. But how does it all kind of work in that sense?
So I'll give Rachel Salyer from our office credit. She's led the team that's really added all of the activities into the website. And, you know, what we've done is use mostly local people to say, you know, what's out there, what's fun to do, let's get it into the site. There's also a place for users to recommend things. If we're missing something important, they can add it into the website for us. So we're up to 30,000 activities already. That's grown pretty steadily. And, you know, we're always trying to add new activities into the site.
You probably already knew that in a sense, because with LorainCounty.com, that was kind of a user part where the people who had an activity could go on and kind of post it as well. And you'd see all these different ones, and relied on just the public putting things in. So you knew that there's a lot of different things on there. Did you have people asking for this? Or was this one of those that you guys maybe just sat around and thought, I'd like to do this, and then you kind of went forward with it?
Sure. So there's a couple of points of why this came to be. So on LorainCounty.com, the community calendar has always been one of the most popular sections of the website. You know, people are always looking for something fun to do, and they go to the calendar. We've had lots of people tell us that people showed up to their events or showed up their activities and said they found it on LorainCounty.com. And then about a year and a half ago, I got an email from someone that said in Cleveland, there's a list of 50 things to do. And they had some friends that were out of town, moved back to Cleveland, and were trying to chop through that list of 50 things to do and do as many of them as possible. And he said, couldn't we do that in Lorain County? Couldn't we create some list of things to do in Lorain County? And we thought it was a great idea, but you know, we had to take it one step further and said that your list of 50 things to do might be different than my list of 50 things to do. And why not let each person kind of define their own group or list of things to do? So I think those are some of the ways in which it came about.
Well, one of the things, I guess, maybe to help with this launch of the app as well, is you have to sort of discover Lorain County Photo Challenge, which I guess requires people to get out and do something, right? Is that kind of...
Sure. So you know, obviously what we're interested in is people doing more things, doing fun things in Lorain County. And so we thought one of the ways in which we could do that is to, you know, create conversation, create interest in all the fun things there are to do. So we started this contest that just started yesterday. Each week we set up a new challenge, which is to do something fun, a defined fun activity. The first week is real easy. It's just do anything fun in Lorain County. And then to participate, all you have to do is take a photo while you're doing it and share it on your Facebook, your Instagram, or your Twitter feed, and use the hashtag LCExplorer. And then you're entered. So you don't have to come to our website, and there's no submitting it to us. Basically, it's sharing it with your friends. And what we want to do is have, you know, different people see all the different fun things there are and discover things that they didn't know about. And we think that, you know, utilizing that social media is a great way to do that.
We're talking this morning with Ed Skimmin from Emerge, and they've put together the LC Explorer. And now there's an app that kind of can help you, because you can't walk around with their big laptop or your PC. But now that I got you here, and because sometimes you, as the designer of things, and people put it on, you'll go and you're now left to the public. I'll go to the site and I'll go, I'm at LC Explorer, right? I got the right, I put it in correctly. I didn't get to some other crazy site that tries to steal half of your people on here.
Maybe I'll wait till the question before I answer that.
Well,
it looks right.
Does it look right? LCExplorer.com.
Yes, that's correct.
And there's panels on here with pictures of things and then titles on here. Take me through this. If I wanted to maybe find a fun activity, what would be the first, where would I go to start with something like
that? Sure. So when you visit the homepage of LCExplorer.com, you're going to kind of get today's recommended activities. Each day we change those up with different activities. So there are things that are happening today, or, you know, we think of activities as both events that are like happening in a specific day, or just things that are available at any time to go to a park or walk a walking
trail. So when I see this food, it says have walleye at the wine vault, take a yoga class that's Salatuna Yoga. So these are the suggestions for that particular
thing. Yep, so that's the suggestions. What you're looking at is what we call an activity card that shows a photo and shows a description and shows the venue. The star next to it lets you add it to your explorer list. Then you can click on any one of those and it'll pull up the full activity details, which will provide a description, a link to the website, a link to the Facebook page, a map. If it's an activity that you've done already, you can put it onto a completed list by marking it as something you've completed.
Now, is there a way to search for something? Obviously, everybody always says, well, that's not what I want. I want to do something different as well.
Sure. So at the top, you can search by channels. So we have 20 channels, things from kids' activities to seniors, entertainment to food, shopping. So you can select kind of broad categories. You can also select by a city. So you could say, I want shopping in Lorraine. You know, I want food in Elyria.
See, I want to go to a fair or a festival. Let's see if anything is happening over there as well. So right after I do that, now I am given all of these different fairs and festivals.
Correct.
For over the next month or so.
Well, as far into the future as we have them into the system. There's also a date search, so you can say, you know, specifically, you know, it's on July 20th that I'm looking for something to do.
Calendar pops up here as well. So is there a range, or I can pick a particular
specific date right now?
All right, let's go with the next month, working my way through here as well. Let's see if I got anything on July 4th, if people are doing anything for that. Well, there's different types of things that are happening. The Celebrate the Waterfront Port Fest with the July 4th activities. Different fireworks, different festivals as well. How much is this specifically Lorain County, or what kind of a border did you give this particular?
So right now it's just Lorain County. So LC Explorer stands for Lorain County Explorer, and it's specific to Lorain County.
You can even then look up certain cities.
Correct. So you can pick a specific city that you know you're going to be in Avon and want to see something in Avon. And then there's, you know, then there's categories. And so we have hundreds of categories. So if you're looking for something very specific, lasagna, chicken parmesan, craft beer, wine, you know, kids swings.
All right. Well, they want me to go to the Miller Nature Preserve in Avon here to see the fairy gardens. Craig, have you been there yet? Have you seen those yet? They're the tiny little gardens.
No, remember we had that conversation about the fairy gardens?
I know we had the conversation. I want to know if you went and saw them.
I haven't seen them yet. Do I still have time?
They're going on through August 3rd over there. And the butterfly house is there as well. I can see a Crusher's taking on the Windy City Thunderbolts as well after they're done with the wild on the road with the wild things as well. So there's a lot of great activities in here and a lot of chances for people to see. Now, when does this app become available, and is it only an iPhone app? Is this
So the app is available today.
All right.
It was released on Friday and is available today. It is currently only for iPhone. We figure we'll work out all of the features on the iPhone, and then maybe by the end of summer, certainly by the end of the year, we'll port it over to Android to make it available for Android phones. But if you are on an Android phone, you can just go to the web browser and go to lcexplorer.com and use the website. It's mobile optimized, so it'll look good on your phone, pull up all the activities, do almost all the same things the iPhone does.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
And a lot of activities that you've been doing and still being able to work with the technology. Craig, you want to need help with your phone?
We talk about technology, and here we often hear about upgrading computers, upgrading phones. How often do you have to upgrade what you have?
So do you mean on my hardware side or on like the websites and the back end?
On your hardware side.
So I love the latest, greatest technology. I think it's just the nature of kind of the people I work around that are very technology savvy. So, you know, I pretty much have to have the newest iPhone when it comes out. Although I'll do it every 2 years. I'm not going to invest in kind of every year, but I'll do every 2 year cycle with that. But then because we're doing some development on mobile devices, we also have an Android for the office. We usually get the latest iPad to, you know, to test things out on those different devices. Mm-hmm. So it is a pretty regular basis, especially recently, because they've been really adding some really advanced features into the different phones, especially the sensors and stuff like that.
What about the power supply? Have you found anything working well for that to keep your battery charged and to not to be out there doing something with a client and suddenly you realize I got to plug this in somewhere?
Well, so I am a car charging person. My phone almost always, as soon as I get in the car, it goes right into the charger because I don't want it to run out right when I need it.
Sounds good. Well, if people want to find out more again about this LC Explorer, lcexplorer.com, they can find also about the Discovery Photo Challenge, and that's also the location, I guess, where they can go get the app, which is available at the iPhone stores. Craig, am I getting this right? Do I talk in the... He wrote something here as well. He says, what did he say? He goes, what makes LC Explorer different from Foursquare or Yelp? Craig, can you... Craig and I both have no idea what either of those two things are, so we're just...
I know what Yelp is.
Yeah.
So I'll answer that real quickly. You know, those sites are very based on the venue. They're answering the question where to go. And we're really trying to answer the question what to do and are focused on the activity side of things. That's what makes them different.
So it's where to go, what to do, not are you going to have a good time? That's the,
well, I mean, it's all should be fun stuff, you know, but the definition of fun is different for different people.
I don't know. Yeah, there's yoga in there. I don't know how fun that that.
Give it a try. Come on.
When I was in my 20s and I was at the video store looking for some exercise videos, I made the mistake of renting some Pilates video.
Did you try it?
Yeah, there's a muscle in my body that still will not forgive me. Ed, thank you for coming in this morning. Ed Skimmin with Emerge, and the LC Explorer is where you can find lcexplorer.com for all the great things to get people out and involved in what's happening here in Lorain County.
Thank you.